Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm enjoying the sunshine that is bright and intense, the sunshine I was missing yesterday morning, so I'm glad that it's here. I'm going to read Psalm 16 this morning. And Psalm 16 is a good morning psalm. It's a good thing to start the day with. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, I have no good beyond thee. As for the saints that are in the earth, they are the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange the Lord for another God. Their drink offerings of blood I'll not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yea, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This psalm seems to give my morning meditation some method to consider. In verses 2 through 4, I have said, and then as for the saints, and then in verse 4, their sorrows. It seems like David here speaks about who is there. In verse 2, there is God, and there is one God in David's sight. In verse 3, there are God's saints. There are the people who are of God. And in verse 4, there are those who turned aside from God for another God. And he pares it all down to those three things. There are God, his ones, and the ones that left. And in verses 5 and 6, he says, well, what is there? Where am I? And he speaks about his environment and his circumstances. And he's trying to say that I am blessed, that we really are blessed. This is something that you're going to have to work on. Do you believe it? Can you believe that in your circumstances? And this is something that mankind needs to evaluate and consider, each of us on our own. Then verses 7 through 11 is the conclusion, not just an ending, but the buildup from who is there out there, and then what am I sitting in? 7 through 11 is, so what then? What's next? In 7, 8, and 9, David says, I will, I have, I shall. There are all these actions and activities, and they open and end with the heart. In verse 7, yea, my heart instructs me all night long. And in verse 9, therefore my heart is glad. And so there is this opening and this closing of one's heart. And the heart opens with work, but the heart gets to rejoice in the end. And in verses 10 and 11, the final verses of the psalm, we have God's doing. And quite honestly, this is something that you need to meditate on yourself. There are so many interesting paths that your heart, that your mind can go down. And I encourage you to do that on your own. So I'll read Psalm 16 again. As I do, and you try to think about what is it that God does and has done, the last two verses of the psalm, see if you can find the voice of Jesus or even prophecies and links to Jesus. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, I have no good beyond thee. As for the saints that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange the Lord for another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yea, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And when you can hear the voice of your Savior speaking these psalms, there is something special in what it says. So I encourage you to keep thinking about that and trying to understand how that can move your life in how you see the day ahead of you and how you will behave in it. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.